Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff, right here on your local radio station. I want to remind you about the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. They had the Derby races last weekend. Mother's Day races coming up this weekend, starting at 1 o'clock with a full day of live horse races. Free admission to all moms. Don't forget, get your tickets to Josh Turner concert on May 16th. 5 o'clock, the gates will open. Chancey Williams takes the stage at 7, Josh Turner at 8:30. And then, of course, May 17th is the first day of all of the Bucking Horse events. Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Go to buckinghorsesale.com for full information.
And knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark, every edition a revelation. Agriculture may be our focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy, a steadfast convention from the first publication to the latest issue. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Planning your next getaway adventure? Well, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invite you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Well, you can get one of the 300-plus motel rooms. You can bring your camper. There's hundreds of camping spots, and they've got numerous Airbnbs if you're bringing a group with you as well. The Niobrara National Scenic River, ranked as the number one adventure river in the Midwest. So check it out online. Visit valentine.com or visit valentine.org.
And don't forget, Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday, and in honor of mothers, let's do a little wave to them. Here's something, Why God Made Moms. And the answers were given by second grade school children. And this is the question that the teacher asked. Who is the boss at your house? Mom doesn't want to be boss, but she has to because Dad's such a goofball.
Who?
Mom, you can tell by room inspection. She sees the stuff under the bed.
That's true.
And who's the boss at your house? I guess Mom is. But only because she has a lot more to do than Dad. Moms are amazing. Don't forget, coming up Sunday.
Mother's Day, yep. Todd Williams sent this in called Moments of Reflection. Somewhere south of Kalispell, the sky rips open a flame in flamingo pink and indigo cool, a glimpse of eternity's smile, greeting us with a flathead reflection. Everything is frost and feathers, mountains rising suddenly into the firmament along a path cut from the state of time. It causes words to catch in your throat as minutes pass into the fleeting dawn. And somewhere, the world still turns, but not here, not where the warm exhaust of the intrepid coughs its way northward. The radio turned down to disguise our advance, trespassers in this divine theater. Not here where rivers flow into one, all of time's history and music and poetry and beauty created by the hands of man, crumbling with not even painted shadows to point the way toward the divide. It is only in the stillness we return, emerging from the ether to the hum of radial tires on asphalt, the cold highway disappearing behind us in long white stripes. The day has been set in motion. Moments of reflection from Todd Williams today on The Good Stuff.
Well, Mike, you know, there comes a time, hopefully in most everybody's life, of needing to think about, ponder, where you want to live when you retire.
That's true.
Yep, some people do that. A lot of people do that. Well, you can live in Phoenix, Arizona, where you are willing to park three blocks away because you found shade.
Shade is important.
You can drive for 4 hours in one direction and never leave town.
True.
You can have over 100 recipes for Mexican food.
Okay.
You know that dry heat is comparable to what hits you in the face when you open your oven door.
True.
And you can also live in Phoenix, Arizona, where the four seasons are tolerable, hot, really hot, and are you kidding me? That's if you're thinking of retiring in Phoenix, Arizona.
Where else do you have that you could retire?
Well, you can retire if, take a look at California, where you can make over $250,000 and you still can't afford to buy a house.
Okay.
You can have the fastest part of your commute going down your driveway. You know how to eat an artichoke. You can live in California where you drive your rented Mercedes to the neighborhood block party.
Oh, yeah.
And when someone asks you how far something is, you tell them how long it will take to get there rather than how many miles it is.
That's the way it is, yeah, in the big city. Yeah. And that's the way it is on The Good Stuff.